ladies and gentlemen. We've invited first class. Now we're inviting executive platinum, emerald, sapphire.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to another edition of Crew Travel right here on Yachting International Radio. My name is Rhea. I am your host, and I am pleased to welcome back the incomparable Lee Harris. How are you?
I'm very good. Thank you very much. How about yourself?
Hanging in there. It's, you know, it's March. It's coming up on April. It's you know, the season's about to start, so looking forward to it.
It is. We're gearing up, aren't we? All systems go soon. So, yeah, it's... going to be a lively one, hopefully, anyway. Fingers crossed COVID's not going to take over once more.
Knocking on wood, if you didn't hear that. I have to say that Crew Travel is brought to you weekly by Blue Marine Travel, who haven't lost a passenger since Lee Harris was born back in the 70s.
Well done.
I know, I'm still being nice to you. One of these days I won't be.
After a year, you're still being nice to me. I mean, this is good.
I know, right? But it's only because I only see you once a week, so...
That's true. I mean, any longer than that, I mean, you would be mean.
I would be. So what's going on in the world of travel? Thailand, we got something going on there?
There is, yeah. So Thailand is the latest nation to announce it's going to allow vaccinated foreigners access to parts of its territory without having to undergo quarantine. For the first time being, though, it's only part of a pilot project. They're going to allow Phuket to open to vaccinated travellers. The country's coronavirus task force authorised Phuket to accept vaccinated arrivals without them having to quarantine. This is going to begin on July the 1st after the island vaccinates 70% of its residents. Phuket will reopen 3 months earlier than the rest of the country. At this point in time, Thailand as a whole expects to reopen to fully vaccinated travellers in October.
Well, they've just done a whole thing about, you know, I've actually been sharing some of the news stories about you can quarantine on a yacht. They're really sort of amping up the whole yachting industry as far as that goes and encouraging people to come and holiday. And they've got like a special wristband or something that they put on you for the time of quarantine that you're supposed to quarantine, or they can track you.
Yeah, they seem to have a good system in place, I've got to say. And they are really, like you say, ramping up for super yachts to go there, which is great news for the industry. Yeah, and let's hope, fingers crossed, that the pilot project with Phuket works. And, you know, come October time, then the whole of the island can reopen again.
Nice. Now, Tasmania have some big news.
They do indeed, yeah. So Tasmania is set to get its first regularly timetabled international flight in 23 years. With Air New Zealand poised to begin flights between Auckland and Hobart in late April. Flying to Tasmania has always been an extremely awkward business, with crew having to transit in either Sydney or Melbourne. But come the end of April, Air New Zealand will be flying one of their A320 aircraft two times a week. They'll be on a Thursday and a Sunday between Auckland and Hobart International Airport.
So why has that changed now? Is it that there has been an increase in demand? So that is why they're bringing in this flight after 23 years?
Yeah, so they so 23 years ago, I think it was 1998, they had a flight from Christchurch, New Zealand to Hobart, and that was their international flight, but the demand just dwindled, so they had to get rid of it. Okay. I think also that Hobart, even though they called it an international airport at the time, it was very small, it wasn't really geared up. But in that time, they've done a lot of work to it, apparently. It's top-notch now. It's ready to go. And, you know, I think they're hoping that once COVID is over and done with, there's going to be a massive demand, especially from New Zealanders going across as well. So that's the reason they've done it.
Wonderful. And Austria's got some news.
Yeah, so before Christmas, the Austrian government banned flights from the UK landing in Austria. That was to stop the UK variant of COVID from getting a foothold in the country. To combat this, Austrian Airlines continued with its two daily flights from Vienna to London, but flew the planes back to Vienna without any passengers. It was basically a cargo flight. However, as of this week, the ban on flights landing with passengers from the UK has expired. So Austrian Airlines will be allowing passengers to board the flights departing London, heading for Austria. So as from the 31st of March, Austrian will be operating two flights between Heathrow and Vienna on weekdays. The Austrian Airlines flight OS452 will depart Heathrow at 9:05, arriving into Vienna at 12:20. And the OS456 will depart Heathrow at 19:25 and arrive in Vienna at 22:50.
Delta Airlines.
Yeah, so last week we talked about Iceland opening up to vaccinated travellers. So literally straight afterwards, Delta have taken advantage of this to add free direct flights from the USA to Reykjavik. The first service to resume will be on Monday, May the 1st, with daily flights from New York's John F. Kennedy International Airport. Then starting on May the 20th, the airline will reconnect Boston to Reykjavik. And then finally, there'll be a daily service from Minneapolis to Iceland, which will start on May the 27th. Delta are hoping that the lure of international holidays without the need to quarantine will draw in US citizens who are desperate to experience an overseas holiday once again.
I see on social media on a daily basis, people are really, really missing their international holidays. So, I mean, you know, they may see quite an increase there.
I think so. It's a year, you know, it's a long time to keep people, a hostage in their own country. It's not that bad, is it? But people are getting, they're getting antsy. They want to get out. They want to see the world. That's, we are inquisitive, curious people. And if we're just left to our own devices in our own little area, then, people are going to start to get, travel bug back once again.
Oh, see, I thrive in my own company, but that's just me.
Yes, you do.
What's going on with Dubai?
Yeah, so Dubai International has become the world's first smart reading airport. That's after joining forces with digital newsstand company Magsta, a fully contactless and paperless digital experience using geofencing satellite technology gives passengers traveling through Dubai free access to more than 7,000 leading magazines, newspapers, journals, and comics. Dubai Smart Reading Zone is accessed by logging onto the airport's free Wi-Fi network, which acts as a gateway to Magsta's extensive collection of publications. These include international titles such as Cosmopolitan, Elle, GQ, Harper's Bazaar, and Reader's Digest.
Wow. Let's hope people can read.
Do you know what? They're fingers crossed. I mean, not just for that, but so they can get to the check-in desks.
I mean, nowadays when you're talking about social media and you're talking about YouTube and Netflix and all the other stuff, I wonder if, how many people actually do take the time to read anymore.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know about yourself, Ray, but I can't get on one of those Kindle things or whatever they are where you're meant to read them off a tablet or whatever. I can read a book just about, not literally just about, I mean, I can read, but I can, as a pastime, I can just about read a book. Not on devices. It's not for me.
Well, I have to admit, I did have a Kindle at one stage, but it was the very first Kindle that they had. And it was all black and white. And it was the closest that you could come to an actual book. And I love to read. So for me, that worked. But, the ones that are almost like, I don't know, there's something about a book. There's just something about holding a book, the smell of a book, the feel of a book. It's different, yes. I find these electronic devices, they're great for everything else. I mean, I'm on the computer constantly. But when you sit down to read a book, it's like a disconnect from the world and it's between you and those pages.
Exactly right. Totally agree. It has to be in print.
Yeah. And great news from you guys, because with, this last year, everything was shut down. And now this year, we're starting to see more and more events that are happening within the yachting industry. What can they find on the Blue Marine Travel website?
Yeah, so if there are any marine personnel looking for a comprehensive list of boat and yacht shows for 2021, please head over to the Blue Marine Travel website, where we have listed all shows that are scheduled for operation this year. Obviously, I will say, after the caveat, scheduled at the moment, things can change. Obviously, we know this. But if you head over to www.bluemarinetravel.com and then head to the blog section, you will find the article there, along with other newsworthy bits and pieces to help crew navigate the world of travel as we speak. It's almost like a companion to our travel show now, and also our LinkedIn pages as well.
Well, we'll make sure to provide that link because, it's great to know. And as shows get canceled, because I'm sure a few will, we've already seen some of those shows be canceled that were scheduled for earlier in the year. You will be updating those as it happens, correct?
Yep, we'll keep it updated. So there'll be a list there. So, yeah, check in, have a look and see what's on there, what takes your fancy, if you can get there, travel permitted. And then hopefully we will see people at some of these shows.
Well, and of course, you go over there, you see a show is available. You're on the right site to book a flight.
Exactly right. Good plug there. I like that, Rhea. See, I hadn't even thought of that. So well done you.
That's what I'm here for. Anyways, Lee, once again, it's been an absolute pleasure. And, you know, it's great to have you here weekly. And this week, it's been, you know, good news.
I think we're about three for free now on good news. I mean, this is, it's unusual, isn't it?
Yeah.
It feels slightly surreal.
It does. And, you know, we shouldn't talk about it that much because we might curse it. And next week might just be an absolute disaster.
Let's hope not. Fingers crossed again, knock on wood. I don't know how many times we do that a show, but yeah.
I know, and it's using my head because this is just as thick. Sorry?
Let's keep the good times rolling.
Yeah. Thank you again. Once again, you've been watching another edition of Crew Travel right here on Yachting International Radio. My name is Rhea. I have been your host. Please tune in again next week for another episode.